This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So I was getting gas yesterday at, I won't say at what, warehouse that I'm a member of. I think you all have heard that before, but I'm going to leave it out in case I get, they might come for me because I did something you're not supposed to do, right? So I got gas and I'm getting back in my car and there were a lot of people out, so I didn't feel threatened. A young girl comes to my window and I'm like, well, how do I lock this fast enough? Even though she does not look like she's going to kill me.
I mean, you're in a nice area. I know the place where you shop and where it's located.
I get my window down and I'm like, okay. So she says, hey, I don't have any gas in my car. Like, I have nothing. Can you scan your membership so that I could get gas? But in my head, I'm trying to run through all the ways that, like, because I've been, remember the time I told you guys I got scammed out of 20 bucks at a fake valet stand?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't know this story.
Oh Lord.
And get myself. Pause there. I'm in Houston. I'm going out to meet friends for dinner. I had never parked in this area of town. So I pull up and I see a man with, valet gear on. And so I'm talking to him. He's like, yeah, it's going to be $20. Or maybe he said it's like 10. Whatever it is, I didn't have I had more than enough, but I needed to get change back. So let's say I gave him the 20 and he takes it and he sprints like you see valet do. So I wait and then I wait some more. And then, I wait a little bit longer and I wait to the point where my friends start calling me, hey, where are you? I'm in the parking lot waiting for the attendant to come back with my change. They're like, Tiffany, you're an idiot. There is no parking attendant. There's actually...
Got him.
I remember this story now.
There is actually a parking, there's actually a pay-for-parking machine that I just didn't see. But once you've been towed, anyone out there, once you've been towed, you're scarred for life. So I don't mess around. I'll do whatever I have to do.
let me ask you a question. When you were leaving later, did you see a guy sitting with a brown paper bag and a bottle in it? Because that's where that went.
My guy was gone.
Your guy was going to the liquor store. He's like, I got hooked up.
So, okay, back
He's
to
like,
the other
yes!
thing. So the young girl comes to my window. I'm like, oh, gosh, she's gonna scam me. She's a scammer. But she didn't seem like a scammer. So I scanned my thing, which is not attached to my card in any way. And it does prompt you for payment. So I did it, and I left. But she had looked at me with these sad eyes like, do I look like a scammer? And what I wanted to say was, honey, this is Atlanta, okay? This is Atlanta. But I didn't say that. I said, no. And I just got in my car.
I'd have been like, no, but the last person that scammed me didn't look like one either.
I was going to say. it stinks because I do believe in giving people the benefit of the doubt. But
she was a college kid with like a sweatshirt. And
the line between benefit of the doubt and naivety is very, very thin.
It's blurred for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that because I use the app where I go.
I did
the warehouse. Well, the warehouse I do uses the app, and when I scan, it automatically links to my card.
Okay.
And so therefore it says use this card to pay, and I go, and I'll click yes.
See, I thought about that, and I thought, well, worst case scenario, she gets free gas off me. But it's not linked to my card, because when I scan it,
yeah,
it asks me for my payment afterwards.
That's just, when you do the card, it's just to make sure you're a member.
That's what my, yes.
At both where, all three warehouses, because, you know, I think BJ's has gas now, too.
They might.
That's where she says she's a member of, but she didn't know that she had to be a membership to get gas at this location. I was like, how are you a member somewhere else? But whatever.
I got to tell you, I got hit up by somebody at
the
gas station.
There's still money in my account.
On the way to work, somebody asking me.
There's one in East Point. One in Conyers. BJ's. Sorry.
All right. Glad we got that situated. There was somebody at 4:30 in the morning a couple weeks ago that was asking me for money. I'm like, I ain't got no cash, man. It's like, it's all good. I got Venmo. I'm like, this is something wrong with this, man. Like, I don't know. Like, I get it. I get where you're coming from. I hate that you're hard up, but I can't Venmo you $10. Like, I'm sorry. I got to draw the line. That's like, you know, we've talked about tipping at a stand-up ordering place. I'm like, I got to draw a line somewhere. Like, I'm not, if I'm standing up ordering, I'm probably not dropping you a $5 tip.
I did it the other day, and I think it's only, Amy wanted sushi. And she's like, I want extra soy sauce. She'd already ordered it. So I went there, and they everything's paid for. You just sign the bill, you know? It's already, yeah. It's order online.
Yeah,
and I said, can we get some extra soy? And as I'm writing, the girl goes, well, there's some in there. And then I did the tip on there, and I signed it. And she goes, oh, but I can give you a couple extra packs if you want.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that's what I thought.
Go, yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be awesome. And so then she walked in the back, and I think I know why, because the manager was like literally followed her to where she grabbed the packets and then followed her back out. And I was like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I was really nice about it because I wanted her to appreciate it. But I think that's why she was like, well, there's some in there. I was like,
Yeah.
Well, I want more.
You didn't hear me right. Dude, I got a haircut the other day, and the haircut place brought up the options for tipping when you pay, and it was 10, 20, and 30.
And percent? I was
like, no,
or dollars?
Like dollars.
I tip my, it's a friend, and she always takes, if I
That's
need
different.
Emergency,
yeah,
I always
I have
tip
a very
her $10.
Easy haircut, which you would think.
I think I do too.
Anyway, speaking of very easy, I got a special edition of Fair Foul for y'all. Boo. It looks sexy as all get out to me, dadgummit.
Yeah.
That's. Start flipping the. I only do it to me.
Where's that even from?
Who was that?
You know what?
It's obviously you.
I've got a cachet, man. I got all kinds
of things. Finally, we got a producer in here, all respect to Dylan, that puts a script on some folks.
Wow.
Because Dylan only does that to me.
Well.
Mr. Sensitive.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to do a fair foul based on Dylan today. And I got one into it, and then I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. We don't ever have Garrett here, so let's do Garrett. But the first one I wrote down was, Dylan will chant E-A-G-L-E-S today at some point during the parade. Do you guys want to hit that one with
fair foul? Absolutely.
He's going to let
That's
it eat,
absolutely
right?
Fair.
God, I hope that gets
Simone
on
might
camera.
Give him a little elbow to the back.
A radio drop.
She'll give him the elbow to the back. Speak up, son. And then he'll chant.
With some bass in your voice.
I text Dylan this morning, and I feel comfortable saying it publicly. I said, Dylan, I want to give you some kudos because there is no amount of love I have in this body for another human being that I would get up at 4 a.m. and go to that trash hole city and sit in that cold with those people all day.
He sent a picture at like 5:30 this morning of the crowd that had already amassed out in Philly for the Eagles championship.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so I got a couple of cool facts about both of our guys behind the glass, Day-Day and Garrett. So I'm going to charge them with not making any facial expressions when I throw these out because it's kind of a true or false style fair foul today. All right,
Help
so we'll
out,
start
Day-Day.
Off. We'll start off with this one. This is pretty interesting. Day-Day's favorite drink is a screwdriver. Day-Day's favorite drink is a screwdriver.
That is orange juice and
and vodka.
Vodka.
Yeah, that's orange juice and champagne is mimosa.
Yes, I should know that. I lost my girl card, my brunch girl card.
Quit looking at him trying to read his face. All right, just answer the question.
No, I don't think he likes a screwdriver. I'm going, actually, he probably does. I don't know. I'm going to go, it's foul. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
What do you think?
I'm going fair.
But I bet it's fair. I'm always wrong.
It's foul.
Yes.
It's foul. It's foul. It's foul. It's foul. It's foul. It's foul. It's foul.
It should be.
Day-Day, your favorite drink is?
It's actually a vodka and cran.
There you go.
Wait a second.
No,
hold on.
When
he said that, why do I get such hate for it? And then Day-Day sits there and drinks it.
He's going to get it now. I was unaware that you drank kid drinks.
All right, how about this one? Garrett's girlfriend is named after a former professional athlete. Garrett's girlfriend.
Wait, what's her name?
Named after a former. I'm not going to get that.
I probably went down a rabbit hole when you tagged her on Instagram one day, like, "Oh, she's cutie," and then I forgot. So
yeah, I don't even tell you her name just yet.
Named after a
former professional athlete.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's go with it.
Yeah, I'll go fair too.
There you go. It's too much of a niche, right? The question was too much. Garrett, what's your girlfriend's name?
She's named after Andy Van Slyke.
There you go. The former pirate.
Actually,
right?
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I think Andy Van Slyke. I have his baseball card. Andy Van Slyke.
I think the conversation was when they were doing the Paul Skeens card thing, and you told me that your girlfriend would love if you found the card because she was raised as a Pirates fan. Am I correct?
Yep. So she's a Pittsburgh everything. So that's her thing.
I told you guys, a squid never forgets.
This is so good. At one point during his music career, Day-Day was referred to as the lanky lyricist. The lanky lyricist.
Fair.
The lanky lyricist.
Absolutely fair.
I'm going with foul only because when I asked Day-Day what his rap name was, he said Day-Day.
It was Day-Day.
he probably had a nickname. Everyone's nicknamed
the lanky lyricist.
That is not true.
I'm winning.
It was wrong.
I'm winning. I've got two right. Tiffany's only got one right.
We're even.
No, I've got
two. That was right on the first.
Oh, yeah, but you've missed two in a row.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
I don't do math.
Garrett's first vehicle was a Ford Freestyle. Stop looking at it. Trying to read his face.
I have said this on the show, too.
Yeah, I know.
I've never heard of that vehicle.
Garrett's very first vehicle was a Ford Freestyle. It was discontinued.
That is an actual car.
Yes, that is a Ford Freestyle.
Oh, so he said it was discontinued.
Fair.
So it sounds like you might have had that car. Fair.
It's fair.
His second car was a Ford Freestyle. Garrett, what was your first car?
It was the Shaggin' Wagon, the Volvo V70.
It's so good.
It was a forest green car, 1999.
Oh.
Soon after I was born, you know.
Oh, man, that is so stinking
good. Why'd you get rid of the V70?
Because it's a Volvo and it broke down. And when a Volvo breaks down, it costs a lot of money to replace.
Yeah, well, it looked a lot better than. Well, it didn't look well.
No, it was my favorite car that I've ever owned. I loved that car.
All right, let's stay on task.
Why don't you wink at me?
Let's do with this one. Let's go with Garrett had a perfect 4.0 in high school. Garrett had a perfect 4.0.
That is fair.
In high school.
That is absolutely fair.
I think it's a qualification of working at Chick-fil-A, so I say fair.
He wasn't quite up to par on that one. I won't put his high school GPA.
I went to college and graduated with honors. Let's say that.
Yeah,
much better in college than I did in high school.
That doesn't matter, kids.
Not quite the 4.0.
Just kidding.
I was much better in high school than college. So I'm not going to lie.
All right, let's see here. Day-Day used to be called in his music career the Rhyme Dragon. The Rhyme Dragon. Day-Day used to be called the Rhyme Dragon.
I give up. So,
but that doesn't even rhyme.
It doesn't even sound good.
The Rhyme.
Which means that it would be a possibility.
Yeah.
So, fair.
He's trying to read his face. What do you think?
You know what? I'm beating her.
Yeah.
So the only way she can beat me is if I go against her.
Oh, you're punking out.
I'm going fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Get at
the actually called
Day-Day the Rhyme Dragon.
See? That's, I told you it made no sense.
Because he spit fire.
Spit that flame.
I'm going to tell you something.
Dylan.
The lanky lyricist to me sounds better than the Rhyme Dragon.
Oh, my gosh. All right, how about this one?
Although it makes sense now.
Day-Day got married at age 29. Day-Day got married at age 29.
Foul. It was younger than that.
Hmm. What do you think, Bo?
I'm going to go fair, actually.
Okay, that was...
When did you get married?
I don't know that Tiff should get credit because he wasn't younger than 29.
Yeah, I was 34.
Whatever. I still guess right. So
for some reason, I thought Day-Day had been married twice.
Yeah.
But
how about this one?
I guess he was out there spitting fire at a young age.
Hot fire.
Garrett.
Doesn't it go?
Garrett has been with Andy for 3.5 years.
Yes.
Fair or foul, that is Garrett's longest relationship.
You guys got a dog together.
Three and a half years is Garrett's longest relationship.
Wait, what are we fair fouling? That they've
is
been,
that his longest relationship?
I'm gonna go foul because he just screams
monogamy.
A relationship guy.
Screams monogamy.
Yeah. And I bet you he had a girl from like middle school to high school. And
so
then,
the actual set, they actually both got it correct. The thing is foul, but Garrett, tell him how long your longest relationship was.
I dated a girl for 7 years.
How old are you?
Yeah,
7 years. Listen,
it was
to
a long
this
time.
Guy.
What did
long
I say?
It was high school.
Middle school to high school, right?
Since they dropped.
Yeah. I had another girlfriend in middle school too for like a year and a half.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Garrett's your friend.
I'm good at relationships, man.
Garrett's your friend that has to have a girlfriend.
One more, really quick. Garrett was an Eagle Scout.
So that's very, the tier below Boy Scout, right?
No, no, or is no, that no. Eagle Scout is like the best
it's
version
the best
of Boy
of
Scout
best.
You can be.
That's top shelf, you know?
Oh.
I'm going fair. That's another thing he screams. I bet you he could whittle something out of wood right now.
I'm going fair.
Ding, 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 ding. The Eagle Scout. There is no doubt that is the most on-brand thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That and Chick-fil-A, come on, dude.
I'm sorry, but you're a walking like cliche. Like you're a stereotype, right? Like everything about you.
Steak Shapiro says I'm the whitest man on the radio.
Oh my God.
And I think that's probably
accurate.
You got
your Augusta hat on too. So
I got my master's hat. I'm ready to go, man.
Yo! Between that and Day Day the Rhyme Dragon, my day has been made.
You're a man of the people, Garrett. We love you here.
Spit and fire, baby.
All right, that was Fair or Foul Friday. We got Rusty Manziel in studio right now wondering what the heck he is walking into. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
On the morning shift on sports radio, right? 92.9 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.